And on the line with us this morning is Emily Keener. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
You know, I just have to thank you for something. I thank you that in all the times you've performed in our studio, you never hit that note two feet in front of me. I'm telling you, the way that came over on the television, that was just amazing. Can you take us a little bit into that process of choosing a song like that? And when you knew that you were going to be participating in The Voice, what that really meant to you?
It was a crazy experience, and choosing that song was kind of a fate thing. For some reason, I just couldn't get it out of my head, and it seemed like the right thing to do. I'd been looking for kind of a more classic song to go with because I wanted to kind of show off my love for the music of the 60s and the 70s. And a couple of years ago, I heard Sarah Bareilles' version of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and it really inspired me. So I was really, really happy to be able to do that song on such a stage, you know, and I never thought I'd do anything like The Voice. But when the opportunity presented itself and I found myself doing it, actually, I was just, I was so overwhelmed and stunned, and it was just so fun.
Emily, take us through that process. What made you decide to try out, and what was that like?
Well, the opportunity to audition kind of stumbled upon me. And I didn't expect it at all, but it happened in a way that I couldn't say no. So I decided to just give it a shot and take a leap of faith. And it's a very long process, but I've learned so much throughout it. And by the time you get on that stage, you already learned so much from all the people working on the show, and it's just a really great experience overall.
You have learned through songwriting. You've done songwriting class, you've done performing obviously as well, but you've also now, I guess this kind of gives you another insight into sort of the business and other aspects that take place and so sort of how many people it takes to put something like this together.
Absolutely. It's an extremely intricate process, and so much is learned from it. I never really thought that I'd be working in LA, but now I am, and it's a huge honor, and I'm learning tons every day.
So how long did it take you to decide what to wear? I mean, for the guys, it's not a big deal, but sometimes for the women, it seems to be a bit of a process.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thankfully, they have an awesome wardrobe department and an awesome hair and makeup department. So they work with you, and they help you find your look.
Wow.
Well, what's it like to be up there, Emily, when the judges, they spin those red chairs around and the audience bursts out with applause and, you know, it's one after another. What's it like to actually be singing during that time?
Oh my gosh, it's terrifying. It's exhilarating. It was very nerve-wracking for me. I was very nervous. For the first couple lines, I was pretty calm. But as soon as Blake turned around, I just, like, internally I was freaking out because all of a sudden I kind of snapped out of it and remembered where I was in that moment and what I was doing. It's so cool. There's lights everywhere. Everybody's going crazy. It's loud. It's exciting. And it's just really, really fun. I'm always going to remember it.
We're talking with Emily Keener this morning. She is a contestant on The Voice. We've anticipated seeing you as when they had what they call the blind auditions, and then the next thing is this battle round. Now this to me seems very hostile. It seems they put you in like what looks almost like a boxing ring, and says go at it. What is that like in a sense? You know, it takes it on to a whole other level.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, it's not as hostile as it might seem. I mean, I guess it might be for some people. It depends on who you are. But most of the contestants actually grow to be really close with each other, regardless of the outcome. Lots of friends are made in the process. You spend lots of hours working on your song, rehearsing it, and recording things, and doing interviews and photo shoots, and a really strong bond is formed. So it's a really great experience to be seeing a duet on stage.
So how has life changed for you since you've made your appearance?
Oh my gosh, it's been insane. I mean, my phone is constantly blowing up. People like stop me on the street and ask for autographs and pictures and stuff like that. It's been really fun though. Just I've had an overwhelming amount of support from my friends and family and just everyone around here. And across the country too, people have been reaching out to me, and it's a very, very cool thing.
Usually I see you with a guitar. You didn't have that security blanket on that. What is that like to sort of have what they sometimes call being naked out there in a sense?
It was very interesting for me. Thankfully, I've had some experience with theater, so it wasn't my first time singing without a guitar on stage, but it was still a little bit bizarre and definitely more nerve-wracking to not have my guitar in my hands. But I'm really glad to be continuing on the show, and I'm really glad to be kind of honing my skills without a guitar.
It's also interesting to meet sort of fellow singers, people that have traveled a similar road or maybe a different one, but it's you as a person probably enjoy some of their stories too.
Absolutely. It's incredible getting to meet all these other contestants. They're all so amazing. They're so kind and fun, and they're all so extraordinary in their stories and their talents. It's a very great opportunity to meet other people who are doing this.
Yeah.
This wonderful thing.
Everybody has a different stage in their career. You have you who's a, you know, a teenager. They have other people that are in their 30s. They've gone through different experiences, but they all come there hoping to fulfill a dream. And we wish you luck, and we'll be keeping an eye on The Voice, Emily. Craig, one more thing.
Well, I see too, Emily, you're performing this weekend in Port Clinton. You had a show. It sold out. You added a second show. It sold out. You added a third show. It sold out. Any tickets for the fourth?
There are still some tickets for the fourth show, and I believe I have a phone number for you all. And this will be at the Listening Room in Port Clinton. I think the first shows are on Saturday and Sunday, and then the fourth show will be on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And you can go to thelisteningroom.com to check out the event for that. And the phone number is, I have it here, 419-734-7050, and you can call for some tickets today.
Sounds great. Emily, appreciate your time this morning and wish you all success. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.